Watch, wait, and pray. Bible thought. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Romans 16:13, New International Version. How many of us go through life whacking? You know what I mean, like Peter who pulls out his sword and begins whacking at the Roman soldier. Jesus has a strong reprimand for Peter. Remember in the garden just hours earlier, Jesus asked Peter to watch, wait, and pray so that he would not fall into temptation. Instead, Peter took matters into his own hands and out of the Lord's. Does this sound like anyone you know? Watching and waiting are perhaps the most difficult virtues that God calls us to. So many of our life's mistakes are made because we respond or react on impulse without waiting, watching, or praying. A moment of indiscretion, a marriage that should not have taken place, a moment behind the wheel of a car, a harsh word, and so many others. Then tragedy strikes. Like Peter, we work hard at getting into God's way instead of allowing Him to work through us. Precious moments are wasted. However, the good news is that God is faithful, and He can and will turn any tragedy into triumph if only we will wait and watch. Begin today to watch, wait, and pray. Amy Carmichael wrote these words, "God always answers us in the deeps, never in the shallows of our soul." End of quote. Please pray with me. Father, I offer my life today to You. I ask Your direction in my choices and Your peace in my waiting. In Jesus' name, amen.